6 left in the first half. Ubley up 8-0. Let's see, Ubley's playing
Cass City.
Yeah,
that's
so
the
Ubley
end of the
first. And this is a straight pop at the 49-yard line. It goes straight into the air and comes right down at midfield, and it's brought in with ease by the Lakers special teams. That looks like it is number 44. Jared Reiter brings it in, and Lakers will have a 50-yard field to work with. 11:56 left in the fourth quarter. Excuse me, the second quarter. Getting ahead of myself.
A unique kick there is it basically pops it right up. It goes straight in the air. I've only seen Clark do that with a driver a couple of times.
You know, that's pretty effective.
But it works well because the hands team is not up on that front line. It's a lot of defensive line and blockers, but Lakers does a good job of catching the ball and saving the offensive possession.
Preston Warren gets the handoff, and the pitch coming around the right side cuts back inside out to about the 45-yard line for a 5-yard gain. Tackle made by Dakota Deer, defensive tackle for Harbor Beach, a 5-yard gain. Second and 5 for Lakers inside Harbor Beach territory.
That's the guy we'd like to see with the football. Preston Warren, by far, is the lead back in this backfield. He is the playmaker. The rest of the guys feed off of his big carries, and it's a nice start to get 5 yards on first down and putting the ball right down at the 45 of Harbor Beach.
Marching right to left across your radio, Warren gets another handoff coming around the right end, trying to find something there. Breaks free of his first tackle, has the first down across the 40, down to the 39-yard line for a 6-yard gain. Brought out and pushed out of bounds by Mason Yon, defensive back for Harbor Beach. Move the chains for the Lakers.
Preston Warren being very patient, following his blockers, and then hits the sideline quickly. And the guy that's there is Michael Anderson. Hits him at the line of scrimmage, and Preston Warren just pushes him right into the ground, and no thank you, and goes right to the sideline. And that's where Mason Yon has to push him out. But a nice run and an exclamation mark run by Preston Warren to get that first down.
The 38-yard line, double wing offense, and it's a reverse coming around the other side to Andrew Siegfried. And that goes nowhere fast as he tries to turn around. They're going to say forward progress has him stopped at the 41-yard line. That'll be a 3-yard loss. Kendall Gettner jumped out of his tackle to stop Andrew Siegfried in his tracks. Second down, 13 to go for the Lakers, trailing 8-0.
Oh, head coach is not happy about that. His hands in the air. What are you guys doing? The quarterback, Sears, runs into James Dubes, and by the time he gets the handoff, it's just blown up in the backfield. So a two or three-yard loss for Lakers on a play where they tried to get a little fancy. They tried to reverse the football. Siegfried ends up getting the carry, but goes nowhere fast as Gettner finally ends that display. And now Lakers going to spread it out a little bit. Double wing, but their tight ends are out, spread out wide.
And it's a handoff right up the middle to James Dubes, a fullback. And he gets to the original line of scrimmage, a gain of 3 on the play. Tackle made by number 42, Ethan Hessling, linebacker for Harbor Beach, for a 3-yard gain for the Lakers. 10 minutes left in the second quarter, 8-0. Harbor Beach leads Lakers on offense.
Lakers almost always runs the double wing offense, but occasionally they put guys in motion and occasionally they spread it out to try to see if the defense can cover their athletes in space. That time they take Pasek and Warren and or put them on the ends, and they try to run it up the middle, and Harbor Beach responds nicely.
And in motion, looking to pass. Sears in the pocket, rolling to the far sideline now. Throws it down into double coverage, and this one's broken up at the 22-yard line. Mason Yon almost had his hands on it. Pass was intended for number 3, Adam LeGault, for the Lakers. Falls incomplete. Fourth down and 10 from the 38-yard line inside Harbor Beach territory.
That is a poor decision by Bryce Sears. You have nobody open. The last thing you want to do is force it into these ball hawks in the secondary. Mason Yon has deep coverage. He is making sure that no routes get behind him, and he's reading the quarterback. Michael Anderson has the middle coverage, a nice little zone defense for Harbor Beach. And when Sears tries to lob it over Michael Anderson's head, Mason Yon comes flying in and almost makes the interception. Adam LeGault does a better job of knocking the ball down to make sure that it doesn't happen.
Timeout Lakers with 9:32 left in the second quarter. It's Harbor Beach 8, Lakers nothing. The Lakers facing a 4th and 10 from the Harbor Beach 38-yard line right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin of Pigeon support our schools and our athletes. Pigeon Telephone is your local telephone company serving Pigeon and Sandpoint residents. Now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company, Sandpoint residents. You can switch right now, keep your same phone number, and get a wider local calling area. Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon is everyone's favorite stop for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're open 7 days a week with lunch and dinner specials and great prices too. Stop in Tuesdays for Mexican Fiesta Night. Thursdays are Oriental Stir Fry Night. Fridays they have an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. And Sunday is their famous breakfast buffet. Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon is your local crafting, supplies, and project store. Projects like knitting, scrapbooking, crocheting, sewing, and crafting. With fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more, you're sure to find everything you need. That's Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Harjo's Ben Franklin, all of Pigeon.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Lakers goes to throw it on 4th and 10 from the 38-yard line. Had a receiver wide open at the 5-yard line. That was Mason Pasek, but out of nowhere, Mason Yon comes over the top and swats it away just before his hands falls incomplete, and Harbor Beach comes up with their second turnover downs on defense.
A rollout to the left. So Bryce Sears, a right-handed quarterback, has to turn his body, set his feet, and as he looks down the field, he doesn't like what he sees, and he has Devin Puff in his face, and he is able to reverse the field, make Devin Puff miss, and he finds Mason Pasek wide open. A little too much air under it. Mason Yon is that deep back. He's able to recover, come over, and swat the ball down and safely to the ground, and almost a huge play for Lakers. Turns into a great defensive stop by Harbor Beach.
Carry a handoff to number 29, Devin Fingle. Gets out to about the 41-yard line, a gain of 3 on the play. Tackle made by number 23, Preston Warren, linebacker for Lakers. Second down and 7 from the 41, left right across your radio.
3-yard gain by Finkel. He hits the hole quickly on the left-hand side, gets right into the arms of Preston Warren, and Preston Warren makes that tackle after a short gain for Harbor Beach on first down, but they take the ball over, and second down will be run from their own 41-yard line.
Rain starts to fall here in Harbor Beach. They're calling for a 45% chance of rain. T formation, Anderson under center, handoff to his third option. That is Devin Puff, the hard runner, gets out to the 45-yard line. Gain of 4 in the play, tackle made by Mason Pasek. A defensive tackle tonight for Lakers. Third down and 3 to go from the 45-yard line.
A very physical player, Mason Pasek, makes a great tackle, stopping all that momentum of Devin Puff, rips him to the ground, and forces third down, about 3 yards to go. Lakers defense looking for a stop. Maybe this is their opportunity.
Third down, 3 to go from the 45-yard line. Harbor Beach taking their time, coming up to the line. They lead 8-0 with 8 minutes left in the first half. On offense from the 45. T formation, handoff to number 42. Ethan Hessling has the first down across midfield, still on his feet, pushing a pile of 3 jerseys all the way down to the 44-yard line. Tackle made by number 21, Andrew Siegfried for the Lakers, and move the chains for the Harbor Beach Pirates from the 45 of their own territory to the 44 of Lakers, the 11-yard gain.
Ethan Hessling only had 2 carries in this game. One was the 2-point conversion, and that one was a 3rd down and 3 where he bursts ahead and shows a little powerful run. He gets 11 and enough for a first down for Harbor Beach is there. They are now moved into Laker territory.
Same formation at the 44-yard line. Left, right across your radio. Hand off to Devin Fingle. Gets out to about the 40-yard line after a gain of 4 on the play. James Dube stops him in his tracks. A 4-yard gain, 2nd down and 6 upcoming for Harbor Beach as they lead 8-0, 7.5 to play in the first half.
Jared Ryder not far away. Devin Fingle able to get 3, maybe even 4, depending on that spot. And just what you want in a wing T offense, if you can get 3 or 4 on first down, it sets up the rest of the series nicely. Lakers, though, they got to make a stop of some kind here for no gain or a loss to give that defense a better chance of getting off the field.
Same formation, staying in the T for the majority of the night. Anderson hands it off to number 7, Devin Puffound. Hits hit at the 37-yard line, falls forward to the 35. Preston Warren on the stop, stops short of the first down marker, going to 74th down, and about a yard to go for the Harbor Beach Pirates at the Lakers 35-yard line.
Lakers does what they need to do. They make a stop, bringing up 4th down, but 4th down and 1, that's usually advantage for the offensive team to get a yard. The only question is who's going to get the ball next? You can bet that they'll stay in the tee, but we haven't seen Anderson keep it himself lately. If you're Lakers, that's who I'm watching out for.
Fourth down and one to go. It's a handoff to Ethan Hessling. He has the first down, across down to about the 32-yard line before forward progress is stopped. Andrew Siegfried out of the secondary makes a stop. And Harbor Beach moves the chains and converts on a late down once again and moves the chains for a new series.
With this rainy